Good afternoon, Wrangell. It's 1 p.m. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your community call-in show. This week, we're looking ahead a few days to the 4th of July celebrations. First up, we're going to have John Martin and Katie Fitzgerald talk about the canoe races, which are scheduled to take place at 1 p.m. on July 3rd. Then we'll have Stephanie Cook with the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce to give us a scoop on other 4th of July preparations and events. If you want to call in or ask a question or say hello, that number is 874-2345. We've got Cindy in the studio who is ready to take your calls if you would like to call in. So welcome.
It's great.
How about you, Katie?
Well, let's see. I've been working for Crossings for about 13 years now, and for as long as I can remember, Crossings has been helping out with the canoe races. So that's kind of my link here. As program manager, new role for me this year, I'm excited to be taking more of a active role in helping out with the races and rallying both people at Crossings and people in the community to come out and enjoy this fun event.
So what's involved with the canoe races? Because, you know, I mean, people get in canoes and race clearly, but races plural, there are multiple events, if I understand that correctly. Tell me about what sorts of races there actually are, how that's organized.
Okay, we have three events, and based on age, based on ability, based on time on earth. So we have the first one, we're calling it the Cork Capture, and this is the 11 to 14 year olds. And they will charge out in their canoes, and we'd have scattered these corks, gillnet corks, in the harbor, and they collect them, and whoever comes back with the most wins. But at this point, it's probably important. The difference I think we have is we have three first prizes in each event. So the first one that has two boys in the canoe is going to be the male winner first prize, and we'll have two females for that, and then co-ed for a third first prize. Just a change up, get everybody involved, and pass the money out. That first event is the $40 per boat prize, you know, so that's not a bad one to get into.
So the Cork Capture, what are the age ranges again for that one?
11 to 14.
Okay.
And they start playing it. They watch and look down the float and see who's in the co-ed, see who's in there, and if there's an empty slot, they move over to that slot and guaranteed some money in this thing. So
nice.
Do you have the second one?
Sure, yeah, the second one, the short sprint. Ages 15 through 17. And I believe, if I understand, John, there's going to be a point out there that they're going to paddle in their team of two out and then back around back to the dock.
Yes, we'll have buoys set out in front of the harbor there, and they'll have to go out there and make their turn and come back.
Mm-hmm. And so again, we've got the male boat, the female boat, and the co-ed boat, and each of those have a $50 prize.
And then we get the adults in at 18 and up, and it's a longer sprint. We'll take that buoy and move it out and give them a little more challenge. The hardest thing to do in the world is to paddle a canoe in a straight line. So this is the telling point. You know, you don't have to go as fast as or faster than everybody else. You just need to go straighter, and you'll be in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is neat because we have that first male, first female, first co-ed. Then we have something on our list called the Ancient Mariners. Now, this is going to be based on the number of years you have in your boat. So if you and your partner are a little gray-haired, you have a good chance of winning this. You have to paddle the circuit and get back on your own. But if you driver's license shows that you two have the most years in the boat, you have a chance to win $60, and all categories do have $60 in them.
If you're Ancient Mariners, so what would the strategy be? Get someone who's fairly long in the tooth and then a really young, fit person to paddle that, or two people that are...
I think you have to go with... We've got some good paddlers in the 50s and 60s, and they'll have 120 years in the boat.
So they've got to team up together.
Yeah, and if you're 90 years old and your partner's 40, you might not win at all. So you got to take a look at that and pick your partner.
definitely. So those are there just those three events then?
There's a fourth one. That's pretty interesting.
So what's the fourth?
The last one is the War Canoe. That's usually a pretty exciting event for both the participants and the spectators. In that event, it's for ages 11 and up, and we have five individuals in the canoe, right, John?
Yes.
Okay. And are they going the same distance as the long sprint, or do they have a different point they're trying to make it to?
They'll be in the long sprint.
In the long sprint, yeah. So larger canoe, obviously, and that one's pretty fun.
So what's the craziest thing you've seen happen in a canoe race so far in your involvement with the canoe races? Are there a lot of flips? Do people generally stay in the boat?
Most of the participants understand that it's cold water out there, so they tend to stay in the boats. But I think before we refined some of our management skills, the finish line had been at the main float, face of the float, and we had paddlers coming in full speed and not slowing down and hitting the dock with that. So we've since moved the finish line out, and we'll explain all that on the grounds. But so it gives them time to coast in. But and the other thing is, as you get the war canoe with five paddlers of mixed ages and everything, these boats can wander all over the place.
Yeah.
What we do is the preceding three races are run with 17-foot canoes, and then the war canoe is 20-footers. So we have three 20-footers on hand for that. And we originally started that your war canoe was how many people you could fit in the canoe, and then we realized that flotation problems didn't work out right for that. But so this is a good one. And this one, you're required to come up with a team name or boat name, or so we can get you on and off the dock as fast as we can. So
any especially great boat names?
I can't think of any offhand, but there are always some good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've seen the adult portion of this grow, and some of them coming with traditional Tlingit chants when they're paddling and stuff. So it has the potential. We have a good day, we have a good crowd, we can get these people moving, and it should present some new exciting events here.
Sounds great. You were going to add something, Katie?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to mention that the prize for the war canoe event is $100, which is pretty cool. And I don't know if we mentioned $60 for the long sprint. Mm-hmm. And that is by boat.
Yes.
Right? Not by individual. But still, pretty fun to get a prize.
Fun
for,
to get, yeah, cash prize
participating
at all
in a cool
and go
event.
Spend it at the various other booths that are around that we'll
right.
be talking about with Stephanie Cook in a little bit. So if people want to get involved with the canoe races, how do they do that? What's the process for getting signed up or figuring those things out?
So we're gonna have folks who are signing people up for the events starting at noon.
On July 3rd?
On July 3rd. So just show up over at City Dock around between noon and 2, noon for the earlier races for our younger participants. And we'll take down your names and get you signed up. I think an important thing to note when participating is we do ask that people bring their own PFD. We want a PFD that fits correctly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to participate in the canoe races, make sure to have a PFD that is your own or that you've borrowed and fits properly, right?
Yeah. We're going to have PFDs, paddles, etc. on the dock, and we have loaners for that. But it's so much better if you get a PFD that fits you and you're comfortable with and like, and you get to swagger down the dock because you've already got your gear on and you're looking like a paddler. And
intimidation by looking official.
I think you have a radio personality here that talks about putting on your work pants and high and tight and get out there.
Indeed, that
yes.
would be Lucy.
So you're... Your life vest probably should be a little lower and should be a little looser and more comfortable than that. So when you're going to work, you want to just change the rules a little bit. But get something that's comfortable but snug and in good repair. I would encourage you not to use a float jacket, because they are hard to swim in with all that flotation in the arms. You just get a workout in it. But, so we'll have that. And did you want to speak to volunteers?
Volunteers, yeah. If anyone is interested in helping out in this event, we'd be happy to have you. You can get in touch with me, Katie Fitzgerald. You can just call the Crossings office at 874-5008. Probably call me.
Yep.
Or call you.
Or both of us, if you can't get a hold of
get in touch
Katie,
with John
then
too.
I'm 874-3676.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you want to do both, if you want to volunteer but would like to paddle in your category, that's legitimate.
That's acceptable?
It's acceptable, so you can...
buy the book?
We'll find you a sub for that period and send you out there. One of the things that might be a little confusing is if we get the numbers like we've had in the past, we're going to be running heats. So we're going to have to be taking times on the races and that sort of thing. So it gets pretty professional here quickly.
Ooh, a timekeeper. I once, not ever for canoe races, but I was the official timekeeper of a dog sled race up north once.
Ooh.
So maybe I could volunteer for that.
Yeah. Sounds like you have some valuable experience.
Yeah,
you could
I'm
bring
a
to
professional.
There we go. Fill another slot.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on to talk about canoe races. Is there anything else you'd want to mention about the canoe races before we wrap up and talk to Stephanie Cook about some of the other things going on for the 4th of July?
I guess just reiterating, they're a lot of fun. Hope we can get a bunch of folks out to participate.
Definitely. We hope everyone comes out either to watch or to participate in the canoe races.
Yeah.
Super excited to see those happen. We're going to play a bit of music, bring Stephanie Cook in here, and talk some more about other 4th of July events happening for Wrangell's 4th of July celebration. Thank you so much, John Martin and Katie Fitzgerald, for coming in and talking about the canoe races.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Wrangell. You are listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. If you want to call in and talk to us, it's 874-2345. Today, we're talking about Wrangell's 4th of July celebration, which is super exciting. We actually, you know, have it back this year after some celebrations, but definitely not like the full shebang happening last year. So now we just talked to John Martin and Katie Fitzgerald about the canoe races. If you want to get involved with those, I'll give you those numbers at the end of this segment once again. But now we have Stephanie Cook with the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for being here, Stephanie.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, super excited about 4th of July. I know I already said this, but this is my first like Wrangell 4th of July. I moved here in August of last year. So what all, I mean, there are a lot of events happening
here. There are,
but
yeah.
Maybe give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, so there's actually a couple new ones this year. So they're doing a dog show, which normally doesn't happen on the 4th of July. So that's exciting. Joan Sargent and Bonnie Ritchie's daughter, actually, Bella, kind of dreamed up the plan. They're big animal lovers. And so they're doing that this year on the 2nd at 1 p.m. So that'll be awesome. I'm excited for that. I think my kiddos are thinking about entering some of our dogs in
taking
there.
Taking the dog out for a spin, kind of a thing.
Yep. And then the other new one, we're doing a disc golf tournament at Muskeg Meadows. So that's super fun. That's also on the 2nd at 6 p.m. Sign-ups will be at 5:30, and that's a $10 entry fee. So Chrissy Woodbury put that together. And so, yeah, that's exciting as well. But yeah, other highlights, we've got a Crazy Craft race on the 3rd of July at 11 a.m. I'm actually chairing that one this year, which is new. I haven't done that before, but I'm excited. That's one of my one of my faves. So,
so crazy craft race, that's like anything but a boat kind
yes,
of a thing?
Yes, anything that floats but a boat. And we also, this year, another new thing we did, we created a separate category for the flotation devices. So like a lot of people will enter their like air mattresses or something in the race. And so we did a separate one for that, just so that it was fair for everybody. And, you know, they still got to have their fun on the air mattress. But yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun. I am also still looking for a helper for me for that. So if anyone is interested in helping me out, definitely give us a shout.
For that crazy craft race. And that is yes. which day?
That is July 3rd at 11 a.m.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes. And then we were doing log rolling. We were able to get some people to volunteer for that. So we're excited. Caitlin Cardinale is stepped up to chair that event. And then that'll be happening on the 3rd as well at 1 p.m. So we're excited that we were able to get that pulled off.
And that's separate from the logging show,
that
right?
is, yes. Yeah. It's separate. So that'll be down on City Dock in the water on the left-hand side this year on the Nolan Center side. So yeah, that'll be fun. We're excited.
Yeah, definitely. So, and then of course there's a parade, there's yes. crowning the queen, there's yes. fireworks.
There's so many things. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's the great part about, you know, our event is all the fun things just packed in together. We try to keep it this year to just the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just, you know, to accommodate people that are traveling in and stuff like that for the 4th of July. We don't want anyone to miss anything. So yeah, lots of fun things. And everyone really rallied together and is stepping up to volunteer for the logging show. So we're definitely going to be able to pull that off. So we're really excited because, you know, that's a huge event and a huge tradition for Wrangell. So, yeah, we are. That's happening and we're really excited about it. So,
what's yes. involved with a logging show? I haven't been here for
a
one
lot.
Of those.
Like, it's a lot of, so they have to harvest all of the trees and the wood, and then the setup is a huge task. And then just for the event itself, like takes lots of hands, like several people in the booth doing like scorekeeping and announcing, and then people down in the middle doing scoring as well, and just like safety, forklift. So there's a lot that goes into it. So that was one that, you know, we really would have been super disappointed to not be able to happen. And I think, you know, the community would be disappointed as well. So we were really glad that, you know, people stepped up and were willing to help out.
Yeah. How has it been? I mean, I know that we're like wrapping up a King Salmon Derby, which it's later in the year yeah. than it has been before. So planning a big 4th of July after a year of not having it, and also a King Salmon, like yeah. how's the chamber hanging in
it
there?
It has been crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's been a whirlwind, but yeah, it's been going good. Everything's falling into place, and it's definitely been busy, but we are happy that everything's coming together, and we're excited for an awesome 4th. And the Derby only has today and tomorrow is the last day. So, yep, that's wrapping up as well.
So if people want to either kind of find out what the schedule is or what's going on, or if they want to get involved, where can they go for that kind of information?
Yeah, so we just sent the final draft to the 4th of July schedule to KSCK and also to the Sentinel. They're going to print it in the upcoming paper. And then it'll be added onto our website. The draft is on there right now, but the final will be updated this evening. And we've also been printing them out and dropping them off at the grocery stores. And we have them at the chamber office and also the Stikine front desk. So they are getting handed out everywhere, and they're available for people to grab. And then for volunteers, just give us a call at the chamber, 907-874-3901 if you're interested in helping out with anything. Still definitely could use volunteers for, can never have enough volunteers. So yeah.
So personally, what are you most excited for about the 4th of July this year?
First that we're having one, but there's just lots of things that I love. The parade is one of my favorites. Normally, my husband and I and my kids are always in the parade in one of the fire trucks because he's on the volunteer fire department. But this year we're actually going to be on the sidelines, so it'll be fun for the kiddos to run around and get candy and stuff. So that's one of my favorite ones. And then also the logging show is also one of my faves. And the egg toss, of course. toss your egg now. Can't forget that one. And I'm actually really excited this year. Darien changes up the time a little bit, so it's going to be a little earlier. It's going to be at 2 p.m. So it's
the
not
egg
gonna,
toss?
Yeah, the egg toss. So it's not going to conflict with boat races at all, so people will be able to do both. So that was super exciting as well. So, yeah.
Amazing. And then fireworks are the 3rd, not the 4th, right?
Yes, they are on the 3rd at the ball field around dusk. So probably like 11 p.m. We'll see. It's been super gorgeous and nice this week, so might be a little bit later. But yeah, shooting for around 11.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd want to give, you know, say anything you'd want to give people information
just
about?
Shout out to all the volunteers and everybody that's helped put this together. It literally takes a village. It takes everybody coming together and helping. So we really appreciate everybody that stepped up just to make this happen, and we're just super excited that we are having a 4th this year, and yeah, we hope everyone has a great weekend.
Definitely super exciting. So the first events, if I remember correctly, start on Friday in
yes,
the morning.
Friday July 2nd will be our first kickoff date, and we've got 3-on-3 basketball at 10 a.m. at the covered area, chaired by Christy Good. So yeah,
and then events continue all through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, culminating with the boat races, right?
Yes, boat races are on the 4th on Sunday, and those are at 4:30 p.m. they'll start. So yeah,
awesome. I'm super psyched to get to see my first Wrangell 4th of July. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For coming in and talking a bit just about the general details of 4th of July.
Yeah, of course, thanks for having me. We're excited and hope everyone has a great 4th of July.
Definitely. Yeah. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. If you want more information about the 4th of July activities that are happening, you can visit wrangellchamber.org or call them at 874-3901. If you want to get involved with the canoe races, you can talk to Katie Fitzgerald, 874-5008, that's the crossing's number, or John Martin at 874-3676. And if you want to listen back to any episodes of Talk on the Rock, you can visit us at kstk.org. We'll put all this information and the 4th of July schedule on our website.